Berg.
Here.
Gillespie.
Here.
Canold.
Here.
Wick.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Quorum present.
Quorum is present. Action on the minutes of the last meeting.
So moved.
It's been moved. Is a second.
Second
by Representative Wick. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. The ayes have it.
Just to make sure we're correct, and according to our minutes, her minutes, but not ours, that we did adopt the committee rules, the joint rules you have in the back of your book, but we don't have it on ours, so just to make sure that it's covered.
I was moved, Chairman.
We moved that.
I will see that you each get a copy.
Yeah, okay. And the joint rules become a part of our. Become our committee rules. Is there a second? Second by Representative Wick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Ayes have it. So we got that little thing taken care of. We have one bill today, which is Senate Bill 105, and I understand our House member cannot make it. And so we'll have that one go. So the gentleman from Sioux Falls, Senator Staggers, would you like to start off?
Okay, fine.
And this is the Hog House bill, and tonight yeah. We'd like for comprehensive study of collection committee.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Chair, for the opportunity to testify in favor of Senate Bill 105. As you mentioned, it's a hog house. However, let me just briefly mention how this came about. Senate Bill 105 originally, we've had so many changes on this one, but at one point, Senate Bill 105 was going to allow within the correction system 800 residential numbers where inmates could call to. Over the past several years, many people have become concerned that we're having a financial burden on the families of inmates with collect calls coming from the state penitentiary, for example. And so the idea originally behind Senate Bill 105 was to help these family members so they wouldn't have high phone bills. Now, let me say something about the Department of Corrections. Unlike other states, our Department of Corrections was not charging a surcharge on these collect calls. Other states are making tremendous amounts of money off of these phone calls with surcharges and the nature of the collect calls themselves. But having said that, our Department of Corrections is making around $422,000 a year from collect calls. Because what happens is the Department of Corrections has contracts with two companies, Quest and also AT&T. The Quest contract at this time, which is going to be up in June, the state, I believe, has a take of about 38%. The AT&T contract, which was just renewed, I think it's about 21%. So we do have the Department of Corrections, you know, making a lot of money off of these collect phone calls. So what we wanted to do was to, once again, have some relief for the families by having residential 800 numbers. Well, in the discussion over this, the bill was hog-housed to have a comprehensive study being done by the Corrections Commission and with a report due to the legislature no later than December 1st, 2001. So this is all this hog house is, just to take a look at the inmates and their phone calling. Anybody have any questions?
Yes.
Thank you. Senator Staggers, thanks for coming today. It seems pretty obvious to me what's going on here. I wonder if you can give our committee a little insight on the necessity to go to a study. The bill in its original format seems pretty fair and forthcoming to me. Can you tell us the reason that our predecessors felt the need to hoghouse this and go to a study?
Well, when we had testimony on SB 105 with the residential 800 numbers, the testimony was not, I guess you could say, not complete. There were many technical questions that were not able to be answered, and so I think the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee just simply felt that this is an important issue, and probably what should be done is just more study about it with the report for December 1st of this year.
Sure.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Do you think that it's necessary to go on until December 1st? That seems to me to be quite a significant time frame. Is that a number that someone suggested, or do you think that we need that much time for the commission to do the work? Or?
Well, I'm really not sure how long this is going to take. I have a feeling, though, that there's going to be ample amount of time here to do this study. However, the date was suggested by the head of the Corrections Commission, so I think he felt comfortable with a December 1st date.
Yeah, I think Representative Gillespie, I think it, you know, they'll go ahead and do it and says by that date, and that gives them plenty of time. But if we're going to do something about it legislatively, we don't do it till January anyway, but we want to get it in enough time so that we can actually do our pre-filing and get our bills in, basically is what it is. I think the other gentleman will testify will probably answer your question.
Thank you.
A little bit more. Thank you very much, Kermit. Do you hang around in case there is some questions for a few minutes?
Yeah, for a few minutes, then I got to go
just
testify.
Just wait when you leave so we know.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Are there any more proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. My name is Scott Ballinger. I'm representing the Department of Corrections, and we're here in support of Senate Bill 105 in its amended form. As Senator Stagger spoke to you earlier, we do have a $422,000 revenue stream coming to the Department of Corrections that is in our FY 2002 budget as it stands today. And if the legislature passes the general bill as it stands, that's built into that budget request. And so in looking at the FY 2002 and using the Corrections Commission to take a look at, and Commissioner Dahls here can talk about the myriad of phone system capabilities that exist throughout the country, he can tell you that you have to be very careful what you're buying and what you're signing up for, because there are a lot of nightmares out there in terms of collect call systems, debit systems, credit card systems, you name it. But in looking at the prudent aspects of it, the Corrections Commission, which Representative Berg now is a member of, we will very wholeheartedly support getting the information to that commission to make some kind of recommendation so that we can work not only with the families and do the right thing relative to assisting those families, but the secondary part for us is making sure that our budget doesn't come up short as a result of changing the system when we're not sure where we're going with that system. Telephone systems are very complex animals, and it's going to take some time to make sure we make a good decision.
Okay, thank you. Is there any more proponents? Yeah, I know, but I'd like to get the other proponents if there are any. If not, we'll leave him right there and go. Do you have anybody else?
I don't. Unless
I'm just out of dial, Commissioner of the Bureau of Information and Telecommunications, just to let you all know. I mean, we support the study.
Thank you.
So we can get the.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Yes, Quentinberg.
Hi. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Scott, are you discontinuing these practices in the juvenile correction system?
Discontinuing?
You know, we
have a difference between what we do with adults and what we do with juveniles. Right now in our juvenile system, we have set up phone systems where the state pays for the call for the juveniles to call their families and maintain contact with their families. The only collect call systems we have are for the adults.
Okay, so that hasn't always been true, has it? If I
follow. Go ahead, Jerry.
If that hasn't always been true, has it?
No, we started last May. Kids did make collect calls and so on. They did make them from state phones and so on. They did not. In times past, parents did send phone cards for kids.
Mm-hmm.
But what we've done is we've set up a phone system contract whereby the kids are allowed to make at least one 10-minute phone call per week to whether it be grandpa, grandma, mom, dad, whoever's on their list. The state does pick up the cost of those calls.
Okay. Did you see quite a drop in the revenue from last year to this year then?
We received no revenue off those phone calls for the juveniles.
You don't now, but did you prior to that?
On a very, very limited basis.
Okay. And the other question I have now, could you as a corrections department basically do this without legislation, if you so choose, of changing the phone system in that?
Yes.
So, I mean, if we kind of study it, you could actually go ahead and get it done without without us having to take legislation in another year.
That potential exists, yes.
Okay. I would hope that would be the direction we could go, because it'd be more expedient and everything else, but we can see. So thank you.
Yes. Representative Knoll.
Scott, tell me something. Now, as I understand the problems, and I've had some people write me some letters over the last several years about the high cost of collect calls. With the phone cards these days, why is an inmate able to have a phone card?
No, they're not, at least on the adult side.
Now, if they were able to have a phone card, this could solve the problem, correct?
And create a whole lot of security problems for the penitentiary.
Well, okay.
Because something like a phone card, because typical of most of the phone cards you buy at a Walmart, convenience store, whatever, they have all the authorization codes right on that card. Well, that becomes like cash inside the institution. And so strong-arm tactics, whatever you want to call it, can happen whereby an inmate that's got a 20-minute phone card all of a sudden doesn't have it anymore, and somebody else is using it for whatever reason. And so from a security standpoint, phone cards become a major problem. They can also be used to try and pry locks open. So it's a security problem for us.
Thank you. Mr. Dahl, I had one little question, or basically a question statement type thing. A number of years back, when Springfield first got going, it was turned into a prison, and didn't they have the Super 8 reservation system there, and some of the people were inmates, were working, doing the work, making these things, and all of a sudden they found out that because they had 800 number, they're going everywhere, and a lot of things were happening that shouldn't?
From what I understand, what happened is Super 8 hired inmates through a private sector prison industry operation. They were taking reservation systems. One of the inmates did get a hold of some individual's credit card and started making charges with that card. And that's what killed that operation.
I knew there was something, but I couldn't quite remember what it was. Thank you very much. Yes, Representative Gillespie.
Just one more question, Mr.
Sure.
Chairman. Thank you. Sir, when you said that the state wasn't making any money on the phone calls, that was specific to the juveniles, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
yes.
It's not the same with the adults. So there
that's
is
right.
The money that's made by the state on the adults.
Yes, that's the $422,000 we're talking about.
Thank you.
Representative Berg?
Thank you. This is probably just a comment more than anything else.
Fine.
If it would be difficult to change the system and we needed to, I'd still like to see this $422,000 somehow go back to those families, because I think it's a burden on them to make these charges go, even if we have to do a reimbursement to them, you know. But I think it's, because we're not really punishing that prisoner, we're punishing his family with this money, and a lot of them don't have it. Thank you.
Representative Gillespie?
One more question. Sir, could you tell us on the record here the individuals that are on the commission at this current time then?
I'll certainly try. Representative Dunafin is the chairman. Senator Moore, Senator Whiting, Representative Berg has recently been appointed, Mr. Bordewick from Corsica, Tom Roberts. I don't believe a labor representative has been appointed this time. It was Mr. Ketzel.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Zinter and Jerry Parkinson.
Okay.
I don't know this for fact, but I had heard that Mike Wilson was going to stay on there also. He was on that. I took his spot as a legislature.
Right. He would have to be come in as the appointment for labor then.
Yeah, I had heard, but I don't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, he would. He couldn't as a legislator, yeah, but he could. He could on it as well as not. Any further discussion? If not, then we'll close it to committee discussion and interaction.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, I want to make one comment. Generally, I don't vote for bills that say that they'll make a law that says you will have a study. I'm going to vote for this one, and the reason I'm going to vote for it, because I think there's enough information here and there's enough people concerned about it, and with some guy like Quentin Berg sitting on the board, I'm quite sure he'd not let him get too far out of hand or spend too much money or get too wild. But this has been brought up even before we got the legislature, was hearing about it before we got up here, and I think it's worth a good look-see, being that the legislature will not have to spend any of their money, but the corrections can do it in their the way they do things. And, of course, Quentin Berg will make sure that happens.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Could I ask a question, maybe it can't even be answered, about are there any limitations to adult inmates, how much telephone use they have?
May I answer that, sir, if you'd like?
The only restriction an inmate may have is relative to his status. If for whatever reason he's in disciplinary and so on, he may be restricted from using the phone. But typically, phone call length is no more than 15 minutes. We restrict it to a 15-minute phone call. But they can make multiple calls during the week.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, so basically the inmate is the one that is really driving up the cost of his families if he's making a lot of calls. Is that a proper statement?
That would be true. If he's making a lot of phone calls to the same family member, he would be running up a tremendous bill.
But the family...
Mr. Chairman. The system, the way it's set up and with the security features that are in there, it will tell you it's a collect call from an inmate at the state penitentiary. So they know it's a collect call from an inmate to begin with, and they can refuse to accept the charges if they so choose.
Thank you.
But the charge is actually paid for by the people on the outside.
That is correct.
And there's where the problem comes to the family. Yes, Representative Wick?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a question along that line and thinking about what other people do, kids in particular, call home, collect, and then mom turns around and calls them back. Is there any way that that's done or could be done? Does the system allow it?
Right now, the system does not allow that to happen. Reason being is whoever's calling back may not be the same person they called. It may come from the same number, but it may not be the same person.
Representative Berg?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Maybe you could go through a step and kind of explain how it works, you know, what the first minute cost is and then how this we come at a charge for that, if you would, please.
Well, there's a little bit of varying rates. There are two types of phone calls that can be made, what's called intrastate or intralata, because the state of South Dakota is one local area transmission area. That would be the intralata calls, and those are handled by Quest, formerly U.S. West. And their tariff rate, I believe, is $270 for the first minute, and then I think it's
This is for collect calls, correct?
Excuse me, it's $240 for the first minute. There's also a 30-cent, what's called a payphone provider charge that goes to the federal government. And then it's 24, whoops, my apologies, Mr. Chairman, I'm looking at the wrong one. The state of South Dakota for Quest, for a local call, it's $2.10 for an operator assistance and then 35 cents for the local call. And then on Intralata, it's $2.10 for the operator assistance and then 29 cents per minute on weekdays and 27 cents per minute on evenings and weekends. And then if you look at AT&T, which is the interstate rate, it's $3.95 per minute, then the 30-cent payphone provider charge that goes to the federal government, and then 69 cents per minute thereafter. If I could, those are the rates that are tariffed by the intrastate is by the PUC, and the interstate one is by the FCC. Those are the tariffed rates that are allowed, number one. And number two, they're the same rates or lower than what you and I as citizens would pay using a payphone at the convenience store.
Okay. Any further questions? Representative Berg.
Yes, just to follow up on that, then how does the state get their money, this $420,000 or $22,000 that's there?
The state of South Dakota, through Otto's office, has a contract for payphone service. And what they do is they track the number of minutes for the payphones that we have in our system. They track the number of minutes, and based upon the volume of calls, they've determined that we will get 38% commission rate for the Quest side of it in terms of the dollar volume of those calls.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I can add a little bit of that. I used to have a convenience store. We had a pay telephone. We also received a percentage of the amount of calls on it. It's pretty standard.
Okay, any further questions? If not, we have a young gentleman here that doesn't have a badge. He might have something to do with his bill. I don't really know. But he's a little late because we've already covered that part, but Senator Staggers did a good job of representing you, but you don't look alike.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Action on the committee?
I would move to pass.
Then move to pass. Sir, second.
I'll second.
Second, Representative Berg. Any further discussion? If not, Secretary call on the roll on the do pass motion.
Berg?
Yes.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Knold?
Aye.
Wick? Peterson?
Aye.
5-0.
This won't go on the consent calendar. I want him to get out and really pitch this thing real hard out there so all the citizens in South Dakota will know that it's going.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
That's the only bill we have, so the only thing we can do now is take a motion to adjourn.
Hello.
It's been moved by Knoll, seconded by Wick, that we adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Thank you very much.